Story of OJ.
That shit is amazing. I didn't even want to listen to this album until I watched that video.
Oh, you saw the video too?
Oh, man.
Yeah, the video.
You didn't see the video? You're slipping.
Because I didn't care. I mean, obviously, I don't care about this album. But when that video went up and everyone was like, oh, you got to go watch the video. They're like, even you would like this shit. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Let me go watch it and see what this bullshit is.
You know how Twitter is.
And I was like, oh, this is fucking dope as fuck. Yeah. It's a whole bunch of the old school racist cartoons.
Right.
And, you know, it's got the dudes playing the juke joint jazz. And it's just the way he crafted that video, I was like, oh my god.
It makes you appreciate the song like 10 times.
And it makes me look at Jay and be like, why weren't you doing this the whole time?
That has always been my issue with him.
I don't get it.
It's been my issue with Holy Grail, fucking Watch the Throne, shit, I think whatever one before that.
Then a hip hop album review, Jay-Z 444. This is the second Jay-Z project that we review, the third overall with the collab Watch the Throne. I'm the one guy on the show that keeps saying, Jay, I want dope verses, dope features, and I don't need an album. This nigga, boy, he said people.
Feel like you're eating words and
boy,
shit.
Boy, hey, when I threw this shit on and I did the whole I'm not looking at nothing, mm-hmm. I'ma just put, nigga, I was in the first time I listened to this shit, I was in the car and it just keeps going. Kill Jay-Z, the story of OJ, then Smile. And I'm like, holy shit, he's coming with it back to back to back. Then I realized this is only 10 songs long, 36 minutes. And then by the time it started back over, I'm like, oh my God. Like this to me, like I don't want to jump out there. Right. I don't want to jump out there because it's new.
Go ahead.
Okay.
But goddamn, this is one of Jay's best albums, man. The fucking wordplay is there. Jay unlayers some of Jay-Z, and you get Sean Carter.
This is probably the most vulnerable he's ever been.
Outside of, well,
not even Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah, not Reasonable Doubt, because that was a lot of the mafioso
exactly.
Jay. So you get a lot of Sean Carter here, and then he goes back to Jay.
Damn kids.
Yeah.
Damn kids changed a lot. Them damn twins hit. Damn shit. He almost lost Blue Ivy and his wife. He was like, God damn, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah. For him to really put it out there how he's damn near fucking up his relationship with his wife. Losing his kids, and then the references to all of these new niggas out here, right? Like the whole future thing, like, you know, in the future, you know, dude playing with your son.
Really a future though.
That was, bro.
He that said a future. Dude playing, another guy playing with your kids, son. Playing football.
Y'all know how we do it.
No. Jay took stabs at quite a few people on this record for no reason.
Mumble. Not for no reason, he's always done
it.
He
needed to stab at mumble rappers though.
Yeah, he did. I felt like this was Daddy Jay-Z talking about the industry and say, all you little niggas, you, like, look, you need to respect me. Hold on, let me whoop y'all ass real quick.
I mean, I'm not sticking up for Future, but why?
What
did Future do to anyone? In my opinion, out of everybody that's not good in my book, mm-hmm. I don't really think Future's an issue because, like, he
but I don't think
started
he's,
that sound. So why are you throwing shots at him?
I don't think he's talking about his sound or anything. I think it was more so about
his
situation.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. He's like, he doesn't want to end up.
But then that's worse, don't you think? Why are you
it's
talking about some
reference.
Other man's situation?
Right.
He did the same thing with Eric Benet. So no one was like,
but Eric, because Eric Benet's situation is funny though.
It is.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. He just used these as reference points. So it wasn't just.
I
like
would
just,
be offended. Future was offended.
Yeah, Future was offended.
Yeah, it's like, dog.
By the money.
The money phone.
Boosie Badass.
I saw Boosie
was bad.
Yeah, and a lot of these Instagram, you know, famous rappers and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Like they do that shit all the time. And it's just hella lame. Look, man, Jay, I think a lot of these rappers, especially these young rappers, they forget. Like, Jay was like a big time, legit street hustler, drug dealer, gun toting guy. And all of the references to not writing none of his music. Like, man, this is Jay-Z. This is the Jay-Z I want. Like, if you won't come out with an album, the last one was cool, but I just felt like he was just trying to stay trendy. With this, I just feel like
he removed that
and he stayed with the times in 2017. The production was definitely modern, it was new, but it wasn't so far that it sounds like everybody else. Like, this definitely sounded like something that's crafted for Jay-Z in 2017. This album is amazing to me, man. And again, I don't want to jump so far off the deep end. Like, so that I'm tempering it down.
His head linked in.
Like the confused dog. Yeah. It doesn't sound like, I don't know. When you were saying this sounds like it was crafted for Jay-Z, like, I didn't hear that. Like, it doesn't, like, let me get this out the way. I love this album, which is weird. I love this album. But I think the reason I love it is because it doesn't sound like a Jay-Z album. This sounds like a Mellow Music Group album.
It does.
But Jay-Z happens to be rapping over it.
Yeah.
Like, this sounds like something I would have heard come out on, like, I don't want to say Ruckus, but like a more indie label. Like Quantum or some shit. Like, this doesn't sound like something.
Because it wasn't hyper bouncy.
No. And there's not a single solitary radio track on this album. So that's what I'm saying. So,
not at all.
Do you think it's crafted for Jay-Z according to his current mood? Because when you say it's crafted for Jay-Z, it doesn't sound like anything he's ever done. Like, at least not that I've heard.
You know, like Jay, like early Jay had, you know, always had some boom bap type tracks. You know what I'm saying? Like some grassroots hip hop type shit. And this album was primarily that. The only thing he didn't have on this thing was the radio hit. You know, the Timbaland. Maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying. But the only track I thought I heard that possibly can be like a radio hit was like a Bam.
That's
not even radio.
But it's not.
It's the closest thing I can hear on that. But.
So, like when you go back through Jay's catalog, maybe not an entire album.
Right.
Like
no.
Like he's done this sound before, right? Where it's like grassroots hip hop, but not an entire album like this. So that's why I say for me, like this was crafted for Jay-Z in 2017, because he's always done music like this, just not an entire album.
But why Jay-Z in 2017? When this isn't the popular sound of 2017.
It's not the popular sound of 2017, but I think that it's the 2017 grassroots hip hop sound. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. So back then, he always did, I don't want to say underground, but grassroots hip hop, right? So now to me, this is like a 2017 version of that grassroots type of hip hop.
Maybe I need to hear whatever this grassroots hip hop Jay.
He throws them in certain albums. He made like three or four tracks is what he's saying. It's
not out of 16 or some shit?
Yeah. Oh, and so it gets lost.
I get you.
I think Magna Carta it got lost.
No, yeah, Magna Carta.
Because he had Heaven and he had certain ones. What I'm saying is that he still has some of these same themes in Magna Carta, but they got lost.
Of course.
Oceans and stuff.
Like the sound of this is what attracted me.
All right. So I'm just saying some of the themes in Magna Carta.
Jay
is always Jay. We may not always get exactly what we want out of a Jay project. Like I didn't do with Magna Carta Holy Grail, but I did get some of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But this right here though,
it's in your face.
It's all there. He just served it and said, "Hey, bro."
Like to me, this is the best album since. American Gangster. Yep.
Yeah.
Blueprint
3
though. I don't give a fuck what
nothing
else.
This is the
best
album.
I don't know why, but I love
half of Blueprint 3 is good, man. It's not the whole thing, man.
From the opening track, Kill Jay-Z, like killing that.
He let you know. Yeah, he let you know from the top, from the jump. Yep.
It's like all this shit, like is over. This album is what I loved about it, man. Is you know, it's honest, it's very introspective, it's very revealing.
Yeah.
Talking about his mom, like,
I didn't know his mom was
whoa.
Like, yeah, that was crazy.
And I didn't catch that shit until late. It's very accessible, even though I sort of agree with you saying, and the whole not made for radio, it still has songs that you could put on the radio if the radio would quit being stubborn. Mm. Family Feud, 444.
Yeah,
I think they can. If,
you
yeah,
can
I think
on the radio.
Yeah, you can play those on the radio.
Because it's Jay or because of the sound, though.
Right.
I think it's because of the sound, the samples. Really? I think really because of the samples. Yeah.
I think both.
Jay
pushes it more than the actual movie.
I think if it was somebody else, that shit would not get played on the radio.
Yeah.
No, Jay is a big factor. Jay is a big factor, which has always been like my personal critique of Jay is that dog. Like you're like way up here. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
And that's why I've always said, like, give the people something. The themes and some of the things he's talking about, investing this, that, and the other on here, like, we all know that shit. That shit is very common. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of people in the world that don't, right, that listen to him. Like you said, I'm giving you guys the blueprint again for $9.99.
Yeah.
Like, he's giving these people the gospel. It's like, I understand Bootsy being upset because that's the culture and this, that, and the other. But, dog, like, maybe it's not necessarily for you because you are all right. But what about everybody else that's trying to do like you? Mm-hmm. They ain't got it like that.
So all they see is the end goal and they just, yeah. they don't understand. Like,
right.
The, and
right.
it's deeper. It's like they don't yeah. even see the fucking point. It's right, like right, you right. missed the whole right. fucking point right. of that whole song. You focused on one little line mm-hmm. and your yeah. selfish behind was like, oh, that's about me, so I'm going to get mad. Like, it's bigger than you, though.
A 9-minute video ranting about.
Right.
That.
He disappointed me with that because it's like, come on, man.
Missed the whole point of the day.
Yeah. He just kept saying like, you ain't gonna tell me that I can't put this money to my ear. I'm gonna keep putting the money to my. Okay, well, fine.
Yeah, go ahead and do
go
it.
Go ahead, but don't get mad at this man because he says something about exactly. it.
Right, right.
When I was listening to this, I was just like, well, what happened to bring about this, Jay?
I think
because Jay always talks about how much money he has, and that's what that's been my problem with Jay-Z. Is his content always seems so fucking one-dimensional. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he might use different words to say the same shit, but at the end of the day, his albums always equate to, like Rod says, black excellence, mm-hmm. but to me, it equates to, look at all my money. But yeah. now it's a difference.
Nah, see, I think this is where your disconnect happens with Jay, because to me, Jay does talk a lot about his money, but Jay doesn't talk about, look at how much money I have. Jay, like the Jay you get here, you get sprinkled throughout all of Jay-Z's albums where it's kind of like motivational. Jay gives you nuggets as to how you can better your current situation and how you can apply certain mentalities to how Jay did to your own situation to get you better.
But I think it gets lost because
been bragging.
Yeah. That's what he's saying. Because you remember,
I've always gotten that motivational aspect of Jay and Rick Ross, and because right. you said
no,
that
no,
before,
no, 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 no,
but you
no,
said that before.
I've said it too. That. You have said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't know if you said. I know I've
no,
said.
No, he's definitely. Yeah, said yeah that. I was yeah. like, you're crazy.
So this okay. your thought isn't new, mm-hmm. but for everybody else, like they don't pull that
right.
from that.
Right. Right.
So sometimes, and that's what I like about Jay is kind of being. Like you said, he's being very direct to the point. But to your question, I think he's, 47? He just had 2 kids. He almost lost his wife.
Okay, but that's the cheating. Uh-huh. And I understand him being vulnerable in this album and being like, I almost fucked up my whole right. life with this. I'm talking specifically about the money. Mm-hmm. Like, when I listen to this album, I get bragging a little bit.
Yeah, buying the painting for $1 million yeah. and it,
you right, know, but yeah, that's what, to me, that's not bragging.
It's not, but I see what you're saying.
That sounds more motivational than I've ever heard Jay sound. When y'all say he's motivational, typically I'm like, no, it sounds to me like he's like, ha ha!
Look what
I'm
I got,
rich,
and you
bitch,
don't.
Ha ha! You
see,
ain't got
it. Never sounds like that to me.
Because you're so positive, and you, this is whatever. Like I think you're just pulling these like young man things out of these albums. Like I feel like you could probably get that message from anybody that's talking a bunch about money, as long as they're not directly saying, ha ha, I got money.
No, I always chastise a lot of these artists, especially when we do reviews and they have music like that. Like to me, that's not appealing to me. My thing is there's certain people that's gonna make that type of money and live a certain type of lifestyle. Right. That's cool, I get it. That's your life, live it, rap about it, do whatever. But don't try to make me feel like I'm shit for not coming nowhere near close to that lifestyle. I've never felt like that with Jay.
I think there's been a certain awakening in Jay, like he's been more, he's talking about social stuff a little bit more. Mm-hmm, yeah. He's putting out documentaries and shit that's dealing with social issues.
Yeah, and about that guy that was committing suicide in prison.
Oh, the
yeah.
guy in jail.
Yeah,
we've seen even before this album, we've seen him kind of shift, like his priorities shifted. Like the story of OJ, like at the end of the day, you're still a nigga, right? Saying you seen what happened with LeBron, and he still got the shit written on his house. But you're still seeing all of these murders. A popular tennis player was profiled. So I think having a kid, like, you want to believe that your money will help avoid some of that, but it doesn't. And you have this realization that it doesn't. So maybe it's like, again, I'm going back to these kids. These kids, like, does something to you. Generational wealth. Like, you're trying to set your generations up. And
legacy and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, your legacy. Like, what am I leaving behind? Mm-hmm. So
then is it fair for him to criticize the younger rappers for doing the same shit that he did?
It's like one of those things, don't make the same mistakes that I made.
But.
Right? In a sense.
I don't know.
Or that you helped form.
Right, because right? the whole Big Willie, Big Pimpin' shit, he was a huge part of that. And whether or not y'all see it as bragging, mm-hmm. when I heard Big Pimpin', I was like, fuck this guy. This is stupid. And when I saw the video, I was really like, fuck this guy, this is stupid.
I heard a banging beat.
And, I mean, that's cool, but a lot of people that didn't have money, unlike y'all, didn't take that as motivation. They took that as, look at this guy with a whole bunch of money on a boat bragging. Why are you now looking at these younger kids and being like, man, stop all this bragging? But you did that shit like 6-7 albums ago.
Yeah, but he also said on this album, like, he made a lot of those mistakes.
Like I bought every V12 engine.
I bought every V12 engine. So now that I'm 4750, dog, you know how much money that was? You know what I'm saying?
The kids to not make these mistakes, right? And I think sometimes I love the fact that he's kind of taking on that
right
daddy that, role.
Yeah.
When I first heard this, I did for a minute think, well, that's kind of
hypocritical.
Well, is because on some songs he sounds like he's trying to help, and in other songs it just sounds like he's kind of being a dick.
Like what?
Like the shots he throws, like.
But I think he just uses that as references.
I mean, he's always done that. That's, whatever. Like I said, I believe y'all.
He's like, why? He's just like, why?
But I'm just like, is he? Okay.
He finds a way to. This is what Jay does. He finds a way to insert, like, current situations into his music to make it more relevant. It's like, oh shit, like how we talking about it now? Oh yeah, we know that stuff happened with Future.
Okay, so is Jay now an old head?
Yeah.
But okay. No, he hasn't. Because listen, I'm gonna tell you why. Right. Because a lot of kids were not looking at Jay being like, oh fuck Jay, Jay's an old head. Because Jay was criticizing
him. Because of Magna Carta and Holy Grail.
He's an old head technically.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the way kids use that phrase and that term, I don't think Jay was considered an old head because he was still, just like Ken said, trying to blend in.
Fuck me, now you know he's I got not it. Doing that. Right. We haven't heard from B yet.
Y'all been going crazy, man. I think I had text Rod. I was like, I text you right when 444 was playing. I'm like, damn. I said, Jay really, he's showing some vulnerability on this album. This is the first time I think I've heard him this vulnerable on this album since The Evils and Regrets.
But was he? Yeah. Okay. I can see that. Yeah. He was.
But it was
a different kind of vulnerability.
Yeah, it was vulnerable being a
exactly,
drug dealer.
Exactly. Yeah. Know what I'm saying? This not is, like personal
this is,
life.
Yeah, this
like
is personal
girl,
life
man.
Because you know Jay has always been like really private. So for him to kind of like lay that out there like that, like talk about his mom being a lesbian, his relationship with his daughter, how his kids would look at him if they found out he was cheating on his wife and stuff, and breaking up that family.
Just the whole Beyonce thing. Period.
Because I mean, we all kind of saw right. stuff, you know, with the Shalange and the elevator and
yeah. Oh, he talked about that.
Yeah, provoked that shit.
And the Becky, he said the Becky line, like "Leave me alone, Becky," and how Beyonce said it on her album and stuff like that. So we always saw like little pieces, nuggets and stuff. But for him to like really lay that out there, and in that bonus track, he even talked about his father.
Adness.
Yeah, he talked about.
Y'all heard the other three yet?
Nah, it's gonna be on the physical copy.
Yeah.
He talked about his dad, like how you know. Are you the reason why I became like this?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like you leaving me, but I'm still becoming to be a good dad. But I'm still almost turned exactly like you. Like as you married my mother, and then you end up.
You
should have
put that on the album. Like I think the only reason he didn't because it don't feel like a complete song.
It don't.
You know what I'm saying?
No, that's a song. It's like 30 seconds long.
No, but it's longer.
Yeah.
It's longer.
Like barely 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like no hook or anything. It's just like straight.
Yeah.
He's talking about his dad and stuff.
Oh, I heard that song, but the one I heard was only like 40 something seconds or something.
Yeah, you heard part of it.
That's the one. That's when I saw that trailer and I heard that snippet. That's when I text you. I text Rod. I was like, I think that old.
And he didn't even put it on it. And then he didn't even put that song on the album. That's what's crazy.
So it's a bonus. It's gonna, like you said, it's gonna be on the physical. But I listened to it and I was like, damn, that's dope how he. Because he talked about his dad before on Dynasty.
But not like this.
But not like this, yeah. But not like. It's kind of like a. I'm sorry, I forgive you type of thing. Where on Daddy, where you been? He
like,
was angry.
Fuck you.
Like he was fuck you, nigga. Da da da. But this one, he kind of like he toned it back. And I'm like, damn. I'm like, Jay was really, he really layered.
Nah, he really was in a different place with this.
Yeah, I like Marcy Me Too because
it's
another angle that Jay approached because he's talked about Marcy.
Where I'm from, Marcy.
It was coming from a different angle. It shaped him and everything. So I thought that was really dope. He shout out, you know, of course, Big Daddy Kane and Biggie because them like his Brooklyn heroes. So I thought that was dope. I thought Legacy was a great way to finish the album. Yep. You know, his daughter asked him, like, what's the will? And he's explaining to her, like, this is what I plan on doing. This is what I want to do for you, for the family. So I thought it was dope. I thought it was a good Jay-Z that I've never seen like almost ever as far as him being this.
It was weird listening to it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And I think that's what Mike is saying. Like, you know,
I didn't get a weird feeling from it.
I did.
It was based off previous.
I was thankful.
Yeah,
yeah.
No. Like the initial feeling was like, damn, this is weird. Because like you said, it was real mellow.
He didn't sound like the man. Like he didn't sound confident.
Yeah.
He didn't sound.
It's like he was sitting down.
Yeah. Yeah. He sounded really somber, and I was like, this is
sad.
Weird. And then it was like after two songs, it was like, this is weird that I like this. Like, am I gonna, is there gonna be a third Jay that I really enjoyed?
Right.
And then it was so weird because it actually had me going back listening to lines and reading them and being like, damn, I didn't even catch that. Mm-hmm. Like, it took me like the fourth listen before I caught that shit about where he said, I pushed ahead of y'all with one finger curled. I was like, what the fuck is that? And then when you do it, it's like, oh shit, he's like,
this is definitely OG Jay-Z just really making a grown man out. The first listen, I was like, this is definitely a huge upgrade from Matt Nicardo. Y'all know people, I've always been tough on Jay because I know Jay is a better MC than this. So for him to really come out with this, man, I was like, thank you. Like, then, I agree with Ken. This is his best album since American Gangster. Like,
and you know what's crazy? If you go back and watch our review of Magna Carta Holy Grail, a lot of the criticisms that he applied it here.
Yep.
Yeah. Peeling back those layers. Let's, like, Jay, you're at such a different place. Like, let us understand where you are. That review is where I said, I just want verses from Jay. I don't want an album no more. This is what I'm going to get. Like, I've gotten this, bro. I know where you are. I know that. But this right here is what I want. And this is what I always want from artists. You know what I'm saying? And you don't have to do a whole album, but just give me a piece of you. Like you said, he's so private, he's so guarded that he puts on that big ass wall, that big ass trench coat. And it's like, y'all can't touch me, dog. I'm Hove out here. You know, that's all this shit off my shoulders. But now on this album, it's like, damn, dog. Like if you've been a Jay-Z fan and then you listen to this, It's just like, damn. Like,
he started off so well with Kill Jay-Z. That was
the perfect intro to it.
That was the perfect album opener.
Perfect intro to it.
Damn,
perfect
intro. Lego My Ego on the left and what the right says, finish your breakfast.
Yeah. Like, Lego breakfast.
Yeah. I was like, shit.
That's a reference to, it's off a Black album. Finish your breakfast.
Oh,
that's
what I'm gonna do.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's like, what I'm gonna do. So he went back. He went back. Other albums.
That's like, you don't even catch that. Oh, you don't even catch that.
I did.
Big kill people.
To me, my favorite artists, they always do that. They always reference to a point back in a different album, something that they said, how they said it.
13 albums worth, and you referencing back all the way. How far back was this?
This was Black album.
Black album.
How far back was this?
2003.
So 14.
Wow, that's crazy.
Like we talked about the production now. The production is dope. You know, Jay-Z's rhyming like well. I love the different flows he's doing and shit on here. That was the other thing I know. I was like, God dang! Like every song is like something different, but it sounds good in the car. It sounds good in the headphones, and it sounds good around the homies.
Y'all think Kanye gonna say anything back?
He hasn't.
Oh, he threatened to pull his shit off title, but I thought that was.
I thought he did.
Oh, did he actually do it? Little baby. But you think he's actually gonna come back in a track? Because this ain't Kumbaya and that whole I gave you 20 million, you gave me 20 million, what the fuck are you thinking?
It's almost been kind of like, yo, like, you may be this big whatever, but I'm still Jay-Z.
Yeah. I put you on, motherfucker. The contract that he signed with Tidal, right, it was exclusive to Tidal, meaning that all of your concerts, all of your music, all of your everything is going to come here first. And after you dropped the album and you went automatically on tour, bro, you did like 5 tour dates. And then you started calling me out, and then that was it. And you got your guaranteed 20 million? What the fuck is you talking about?
So you think it's gonna go further?
I don't think it's gonna go further.
Kanye gonna say something.
Yeah, he gonna say something.
He has to.
But Jay had to put him in a headlock, though. Yeah. He had to put him in a headlock.
Those bars were nice, though.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He had to put
him in. I know.
Yeah.
Those bars were nice.
Yeah.
I need help with one more thing. Like Moonlight and La La.
La La. Okay, what you.
Reference to the.
Yes.
La La Land and Moonlight.
Because you remember they got snubbed.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
But they went up there. That's why you say, even though you win, you still lose.
Yeah. Like you said, it goes back to him using current event references.
Bro, at current events. That's how he does it.
I like how he kind of like took a shot at the industry, talking about the whole Prince situation.
Telling these dudes to quit signing deals.
Yeah.
Stop taking these advances.
Going back to Prince. Prince didn't have the blueprint when he left the industry and tried to get out of the contract and went direct to consumer.
Yep.
It's like, what are y'all doing? Y'all don't have to, especially now, you don't have to sign these big deals. Nope. Like, what are y'all doing? Y'all got the game twisted.
That was dope, man.
This made me want to go back and listen to all the old Jay shit.
That's crazy.
I was like, damn, this shit.
I was gonna say, man, I said, man, this just don't do it.
Listen to American Gangster.
I know, I still ain't done it.
Yeah, oh, okay, yeah.
I still ain't done it.
Yeah,
man. I'm gonna go back and listen to it now.
Yeah, go listen to it.
I'm gonna listen to it.
Yeah,
American Gangster. That's my top five.
And that, like, the whole, like, since Denzel was black and carpet, alpaca.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, alpaca 9 million. And then how he falls right there. Oh my God. This nigga. Let me bring
that. That's wrestling back to another album. Like, it's like, damn.
Yeah, man.
So my favorite tracks on this, it's only 10, so it's a lot. I'm sorry,
Rob. Five, man. Five.
Golly, five.
That's half. Oh, that's half. Give me five favorites. Okay.
Kill Jay-Z, The Story of OJ, Smile, 444, and Bam, and Marcy. Fuck that.
I was about to say, you gonna talk about Marcy?
Yeah.
Goodness, great. Kill Jay-Z, Story of OJ, and Marcy.
All right, Story of OJ, Caught Their Eyes, 444, and Family Feud.
My favorite is definitely Kill Jay-Z, The Story of OJ, Caught Their Eyes, and Bam.
Oh, okay.
Bam was my
shit. That's the finger wave thing. And that's the one where he turned it back to hoes. Like, it's when Sean Carter, he's like, fuck all that.
That Sean Carter.
Yeah, Bobby Smurdy.
Yeah. If you watch it, baby.
Oh, if you watch it, yeah.
We know this nigga ain't watching.
Yeah,
he might. He might watch videos on YouTube.
He ain't watching this goddamn review.
Somebody said he be watching this.
Somebody in the entourage or somebody.
Tata, if you watch.
Yeah, Tata, if you watching. Emery, dog, like, come holla at your boy.
Jay, bro, I don't know what to say. Cause
you eating your words.
Yeah, I'm definitely eating my words because I didn't know if you were gonna do this. I knew you had this in you as an artist. Like, come on, man. Like, you my favorite artist. But I didn't know if you was gonna give me this, and you did. If you continue to give me those layers of Jay and Sean Carter, then please give me another album. If you're not in this frame of mind, or if there's not a movie that inspires you, or whatever, then just keep giving me those dope verses. But this shit right here, though.
Yes, Jay, great job. I think this, as I'm thinking, I think this is the first time you actually did an entire album.
One producer, yeah.
Like, people, after Man and Carla Hooker, I always been tough on you, because I know, you know, as an MC, you better than this. So I think you definitely, I don't know if you listened to us or something, or heard the word on the streets or whatever, but you came back and you released a dope album. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I love the fact that you just revealed a lot of you, because you're so private all the time. So yeah, good job, man. And No ID, great job with the production on this, man. You did OG No ID. If y'all don't know, man, he's been producing with Common since 92, you know, 91, 92. So OG, man.
Yeah, I echo what B said about the production. I mean, you know, your words are great, and the stories you have to tell and the things you have to tell were great, but what helped accentuate that even more was the production. Let's be real, like, a lot of people out here, especially the audience that you reach, not gonna listen to it if you don't have at least a dope beat, something that they can listen to. Jay-Z, you know, for me, you know, as a fan, I love this album. This is something that I've always wanted you to do, is to give the people some content. And that was one of the things that I've always been very critical on about you as an artist, because so many people listen to you and follow every single thing you do. Just as an artist, you're in everybody's damn near top five. People look at you from the business perspective as like the fuck, you're like the fucking, you know, in the mainstream world, you're the fucking MJ, dog. Like, people kind of hold you in that high regard, like you're like that guy.
I've never been a fan. You have a couple projects that I enjoy most. Of the songs that I've heard, I'm not a big fan of, but this particular project I loved start to finish. I thought every song was dope. 10 songs, 30 something minutes, not a slouchy jam on the whole thing. I am incredibly impressed, and it's making me want to go back and listen to maybe some of the songs that I might have missed, because I judged you a lot based on the songs that I heard, which weren't full projects. This is a great album. For the few weeks that I've been listening to it, shit's dope, man. So, who knows, man? You may have converted me. Who knows? I might be a Jay-Z stan by the end of the week. You never know.
LOL.
We'll see how that goes, man. Right. We'll see how that goes.